December 14th, 2021.
Well, on a new subdivision, though, is he going to go in and say, well, I want, you know, I'm going to, you've got to do chip seal, or I want 3 inches of blacktop, or...
No, we have a county policy that governs specifically what they have to do. So he's just following that.
I agree. I think the bigger discussion, like we had...
That's the distribution. It's you guys set the policy, you set the law, you set what you want to happen, and then Bert applies it.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, we're in MBA.
All right, let's start the MBA meeting. Welcome to MBA meeting. First item of business is to approve the minutes for the October 12th meeting.
I move that we approve MBA minutes for October 12th, 2021.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, minutes are approved. The only regular agenda item that we have is consideration of adoption, for adoption of a resolution, a resolution of the MBA authorizing the issuance and sale of bonds. This has to do with its parameters agreement having to do with the MBA or the CIB loan for this project, loan and grant. And by the way, one other item, sort of unrelated, but we are working through the language on the grant process. There's a whole separate set of language for that the agreement that we're working on. And Rob and Tracy have both now signed off, but we got to get it on an MBA agenda, so we'll be on the 28th. We'll have a very short one to approve that.
Did you see his last email about the amount?
The amount's right. He was thinking the whole $2 million. It's not. That's just the grant. This is just the grant is all that thing covered, which was $264,000 or something like that.
This one doesn't cover the loan, too?
No, that agreement is strictly for the grant.
Okay.
We'll do an agreement with them on the loan once we start that process, but this was strictly the grant. Okay, so Mark, you want to talk us through this?
Sure, thank you. Can you hear me fine?
Yep.
So, Commissioners, what you have before you is a parameters resolution that sets forth the constraint of a potential borrowing that would be done by the Municipal Building Authority of the county. It provides for a loan of up to, or a bond of up to $2 million to be repaid at a term not to exceed beyond 33 years at an interest rate not to exceed 0.5%. This starts the legal process for the issuance of bonds for the Knapp Center Building B, as well as improvements that would be made to the County Administration Building, given tentative authorization or approval by the Community Impact Board for a loan just shy of $2 million. And you mentioned there was some grant authorization in excess of $200,000 as well. The one other thing that the Commission needs to do as they approve this is establish a date for a public hearing, which is another part of the required legal process to issue bonds. I would suggest possibly January 11th or 18th, based on when you typically meet on Tuesdays. The notice for the public hearing wouldn't go in until the 23rd, and we need to have it published for 2 weeks before we can hold the public hearing.
And Mark, this meeting needs to happen after 6 p.m., right?
Typically, public hearings are required to be held after 6 p.m.
That works good. We can just, on our new schedule, we'll just stay a little late and start and carry on through. That'll be actually kind of nice. That was guard.
So the one other thing it does is it authorizes certain individuals the ability to make decisions regarding the sale of bonds. There's really no decisions to be made other than maybe timing, because the interest rates and terms aren't set. I think that's all the council and the commission needs to know at this time, unless you have any questions.
No, I don't.
None.
So
let me just make one other comment, is that once we get through the adoption of the parameters resolution and hold the public hearing, there's a contest period that runs that starts when we publish the first time in the local newspaper. So anytime after, say, the end of January, provided you bid out the project and show that you have adequate funds to complete the project, we can close the bonds.
Is that a 30 or 60 day public protest period?
30 days.
Okay.
And that commences when the notice of the public hearing is published in the newspaper.
So that would start, if we notice the public hearing later this month, that's when it would start that protest period.
Yes, I anticipate that once the commission decides when to hold the public hearing, I'll notify Cindy Clark with Gilmore and Bell, and she'll have something published in the paper next week.
Okay.
So do you want that on the 11th or the 25th of January?
I'd like to. Tracy's not here, but I think he's anxious to try to get this moved along. So I would think if you guys are okay with the 11th.
At 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do we need a motion, or?
We need a motion to approve the resolution.
Yep.
And approve a date for the public hearing. So that's two separate motions or a single one.
Doesn't matter.
Probably doesn't matter.
I'll move. You know, I don't often. If you're ready,
yeah. Chair.
So that we approve the parameters resolution for the issuance and sale of not more than $2 million aggregate principal amount of lease revenue bonds, Series 2022A, and that we have a public hearing on January 11th, 2022.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. to get public input.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Not on the agenda specifically, but concerning this, we haven't actually determined the source of funding to service the debt. It won't come due in 2022, so I don't know that we really need to concern ourselves an awful lot, and it's not much money, but next year sometime we need to have some discussion on where we're going to pay for it. Carla has suggested...
You need to have the source of funds before you authorize it.
Well, we could commit the MBA for that. The MBA has funds to do that with. The MBA has a source of funding more than adequate to cover it, so we could just do that for the time being. Mm. MBA's gets a quarter million a year coming in from the jail, and we could just, and the MBA is the one that's committing to this, so they, beyond a commitment to CIB for the MBA to service the debt, they want to ask for more detail on that.
You just have to have that finalized before you...
Yeah.
Adopt your final resolution.
But that doesn't mean that we won't find another source over the next year that we want to use.
So do we need that to be, like you're saying, in a budget form or something, as far as budget?
We're not doing a 2023 budget yet, so.
Yeah, can we do that in 21 or 23?
You do it in 22 for the 23 budget, right?
We'll need to budget for the expenditure in 2022. Our first budget for the payment is whenever that first payment's due.
February of 23 is the earliest.
But knowing where you're going to pay for it's going to be key.
But sometime.
Because you don't want to pass it and then think the next commission's going to have to deal with it. That next commission could be you guys.
Well, it's not so much that, you know, unless we have, if somebody has a brilliant idea for another source, let's put it down. Otherwise, we will say it's the MBA, because the MBA has revenue to do that. The possibility of using ARPA money for this portion is very, you know, could easily be done. I was kind of wanting to hold a little bit of that in case we do the kitchen, the senior center kitchen, which would also qualify, but if we're not doing the kitchen, then, you know, that could be, that money could help reduce that debt right off the bat. But there is a source of funding to the MBA more than adequate to handle this while you're, you know, while we're thinking about what we're going to do. Okay, any further discussion on this? You look perplexed, Wade.
Nope.
You're happy.
I think it's great.
Any other items for discussion for this MBA meeting? Motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Adjourn.
Thanks, Mark, again.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I'll be sending you an email here shortly, Brent, for a phone call. We'll get scheduled for Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Bye.
And I guess I can give an update.
Rumors that I